It's well known that music and exercise go well together, with David Guetta blasting out over sound systems at gyms across the country, helping the faithful to burn calories on the treadmills, bikes and in exercise classes. In fact, Paula Radcliffe has gone on record as saying that her favourite music actually makes her run faster. There's music PowerPoints along the route of the London Marathon, and she said that her time improved when she passed these and her favourite tracks were playing. And this is also backed up by some new research. Joining me now to talk more about music and exercise is audio expert and running enthusiast Jess Hannan. Hi, Jess.
Hi, Simon. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. Now, I know you're into your running and your music. Tell us a bit more about this research, though.
Yeah, so with JBL, we commissioned research with over 2,000 British respondents to really figure out what is that correlation between running and music? What is it between that about the music that sort of helps or, you know, makes a difference for athletes when they're working out? And we found that 61% of consumers in the UK rely on their music to actually enhance their performance during their workouts.
It actually enhances it.
Absolutely. So we actually, you know, in fact, in the United States, the national governing body for distance racing at one point banned all athletes from using portable music players in order to prevent runners from having a competitive advantage. So it really is seen to be an almost a legal enhancing, performance enhancing drug in a sense.
And music is such a personal thing, isn't it? What kind of genres seem to work well?
Absolutely. So we found that genres with great tempos and rhythm really are the ones that work the best. So from everyone that we surveyed, we found that the top genres were pop, rock, dance, and hip hop, both among women and men. So really finding those tracks that really give you that boost and enhance that motivation in the intensity and the duration of your workout.
See, I used to have this debate with my father because I used to have music on all the time, no matter what I did.
Uh-huh.
And he would say, do you know what, you can't concentrate if you've got music on. But the research lately seems to be saying, yes, you can.
Absolutely. So the research definitely shows that it's a driving force that actually provides you with the motivation to focus more and actually drive and push yourself harder.
And I suppose different rhythms perhaps suit different people. I mean, I know I like a mixture. It depends what I'm doing. I'm partially sighted, Jess, so I'm quite aware of, if I'm wearing headphones and things, mm-hmm. I like to be aware of what's going on round about me.
Absolutely.
So if I'm in a gym, it's not quite as critical. But there are headphones and equipment that allow you to be able to hear what's going on round about you now, aren't there?
Absolutely. So a lot of headphones, especially those designed for, you know, needing to be aware of your surrounding, allow in for ambient noise. So those headphones are great, especially because a lot of athletes do train on stationary bikes and machines in gyms. But if you are training outside and you need to be extra, you know, careful of your surroundings, then it definitely have headphones that allow for ambient noise. So JBL is coming out in the next couple months actually with headphones specifically for that purpose, the Reflect Aware, that allow for you to control the ambient noise that you hear. So be able to control and adapt to your surroundings based on what you need to be able to hear around you.
And I know, speaking to a couple of my blind colleagues, mm-hmm. They've talked about the bone conduction headphones as well.
Absolutely.
Which do the same kind of thing, don't they?
So they do a similar thing as well. JBL, we focus on sort of the in-ear technology because with our heritage, we're celebrating our 70th anniversary this year for audio excellence in consumer products. So we want to make sure that we offer sort of the highest level of audio sound that we can in the headphones. So the solutions that we offer really allow for that ambient noise and allow for you to be able to still take control of everything in your surroundings.
The other thing that concerns me a little bit about using audio, people with lacking sight tend to listen perhaps to more audio, mm-hmm. and you don't want to damage your hearing as well. That I think you've got to really be aware of that when you listen to music and exercising, because you can tend to pump it up really loud.
Absolutely. So it's especially, you especially need to be careful of when you are sort of in the zone and in the high intensity of your workouts, ensuring that you don't, you know, put the volume up too loud. And the headphones that we designed that allow for the ambient noise allow you to also sort of put a limit on the maximum volume that you can put up, because you still want to be able to hear your surroundings, and as a result you also don't have the volume as high in your ear to sort of inhibit the other senses from being impaired.
And of course, Bluetooth has changed things as well. It's changed the game, hasn't it?
Absolutely. So Bluetooth allows for more ease of listening as well.
So you're a runner, you're an enthusiast, mm-hmm. and there's people sitting here thinking, well, the summer's coming in, supposedly. we're going to get out and about. What advice would you give people wanting to get out and get some exercise?
Yeah, so what I would say is just set a goal, set as small as it may be. So I actually, back about 4 years ago, I had never run further than maybe a mile straight at a time. I played football growing up, and so I would run long distances with that. But I had a couple colleagues who really encouraged me to sort of set just a plan for myself, and I ended up running a few half marathons in a year's time. And it was great to sort of track my progress and see how I could build up. So just starting with, running for 5 minutes, running for 10 minutes, especially now that the weather's getting nice, just getting out there and get moving, and then you'll gain more confidence and you'll get the motivation, hopefully through your music as well, that pushes you to then increase your goals. But just start small and just get out there.
And I suppose also that you could start off in a gym if you're really a little bit timid and just get yourself and your confidence up a bit.
Absolutely.
Where can we get more information?
Get more information at www.jbl.co.uk.
Jess Hannon, it's been a pleasure to chat with you. Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.